Hey y'all, welcome to the Jazz Show, where you get all your basic information about all and any of your favorite celebrities. You're chilling with Jazz and Sheldon, and you're listening to Hawk Radio on Anchor FM. Welcome, you guys. Today, we will be talking about the legendary, iconic Sylvester Stallone and how he got the famous role of Rocky Balboa and many more awesome roles that hit the big screen.
Blockbusters.
But before we touch base on that, here is a song.
Who are we going to listen to today?
Her name is Her.
Her? Which song?
Is featuring Daniel Caesar here.
Who's Daniel Caesar?
He came out around the same time as Her.
I haven't heard of his music, but
You never heard of his music?
No.
He has good music.
Anyway, we're looking forward for y'all to listen to Her featuring Daniel Caesar.
Yes, and it's called Best Part. Hope you enjoy. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Jazz Show.
And Sheldon Show.
Yeah, it's not. It's just my show, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, both of our shows, you're helpful.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're both going to be speaking on Sylvester Stallone and how he got his big career as an actor and how he became so big and famous, also as a screenwriter, producer,
and director.
Yes, and I'm getting most of my information from Wikipedia, if no one knew that. But
where was he born? Was he born in Philadelphia?
No, on the movie Rocky he was.
Okay. So, he was born in Hell Kitchen neighborhood of Manhattan, New York, on July 6, 1946. Oh, he's old.
He is the oldest son of
Francisco Frank Stallone Sr., a hairdresser and a patrician.
Ooh.
And Jacqueline Jackie Stallone.
Guess that's his sister.
Okay,
she's the hairdresser. I thought Frank was the hairdresser.
You know what the dad was?
Oh, okay.
He has an older brother that is a hairdresser, I think.
I don't think the Frank one is. I've seen his brother, Frank, now. They look just alike.
They're brothers. Well, most Italians, you know, they have that strong features.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, it says here, his Italian father was born in Gioia Delco. That's in Italy. And moved to the U.S. in the 1930s, while his American mother is French from Brittany and Ukrainian Jewish.
From where?
Brittany.
Brittany.
French.
From Brittany? I never
France.
Heard it.
I'm guessing I said French.
Ukrainian Jewish.
From Odessa.
Odessa descent. I don't know what that is, y'all.
His younger brother is an actor and musician, Frank Stallone. I've never seen him in anything.
Yeah, I see him. he plays the small roles. he was actually in a movie. I forgot what the movie was, but yeah.
Well, let's look it up and see what he played in. Let's see here. it says here, well, he has some, well, it looks like he mostly sings more than he does act.
Mm-hmm. He has a beautiful voice.
I've never heard him sing before.
Yes, he's an opera singer. Yes, he is.
You've heard him sing before? It says here he was on Saturday Night Live.
When?
I've never seen him on there before. And I...
In 1996, yeah, I was just born.
You know, you did not watch that. Come on. You didn't even know nothing about Saturday Night Live. But anyway, back to Mr. Sylvester Stallone. it says in his early life, he had complications suffered by, Stallone's mother had complications during labor. She had to be forced to use two pairs of forceps during his during the birth. Misuse of these forceps accidentally severed a nerve and caused paralysis in parts of Stallone's face. Hey, you know something? That's interesting. I never knew that.
You didn't know that how he talks?
Mm-mm.
I knew that.
No, I thought it was normal though. Like,
you thought that was normal?
Yeah.
How he was talking.
Yeah, honestly.
And you never see his lips really moving that much.
I don't care though. Sylvester Stallone, that's a good looking man right there. I don't care. You know, That's a good looking man. Shoot. Anyway, as a result, the lower left side of his face is parallel. What? I've never noticed that either.
That's by his lip. The lip is always down if you ever watch.
Right? Yeah, I noticed that, but, you know, I thought it was just normal. I never really...
So you think that's
okay? Okay, yeah, okay, it says here, including parts of his lip, tongue, and chin. An accident which gave him his signature... snarling look and slurred speech, but I love it. And it works for him, though. And here is some more basic information about him. He was baptized Catholic. His father moved the family to Washington, D.C. in the early 1950s to open a beauty school. Oh, that's cool.
In 1954, his mother opened a woman's gym called Babelas. Stallone attended North Dame Academy and Lincoln High School in Philadelphia, as well as Charlotte Hall Military Academy prior to attending Miami-Dade College and the University of Miami.
Ooh, Miami. I've been there before. went there.
Now, film career. Now, his beautiful film career. While Stallone was a student in Liessen, Switzerland, he had a brief uncredited role as a restaurant customer in the sports drama Downhill Racer in 1969. He can be seen sitting at a table near two stars Robert Redford and Camilla Spurf.
Who are they? Let me see.
Old actors.
I've never...
Yeah, they're old actors.
I've heard about him.
Both of them. They both was in movies that you know.
What movies would that be?
He was in the, if you watch, Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
He was the head guy that was bad in the Avengers. He was one of the leaders.
He was?
Yeah. He was one of the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent leaders. If you ever watch it.
I've watched Avengers. I guess I just never really paid attention to him. But anyway, Stallone had his first starring role in the softcore pornography feature film The Party of Kitty and Studs. That's back in the 1970s. You know, stuff like that wasn't really hardcore like it is now. But
you guys can now Google it if you want to see
it. No, do not Google that, please. We're keeping this PG-13. Okay.
Hey, well,
$200 for
$200
2 days' work. Stallone later explained that
that's
he
kinda
had. Yeah, back then. I mean, back then, that was a lot of money, though.
$200?
Now you're getting paid some good money for that. But back then, that was good. Yeah, that was a lot of money back then.
And 2 days of work.
That was like, what? That was what? What? Back then, you had, what? Like, 15 cents for gas? Maybe less? Like, I wish. Anyways, Stallone later explained that he had done the film out of desperation after being evicted from his apartment and finding himself homeless for several days. I heard his story about that now. I've seen that on Facebook, like a video. He has also said that he slept 3 weeks in the Port Authority
bus terminal in New York City prior.
Why do you keep interrupting me?
I'm helping you out.
No, I'm good. Thank you. I'll let you know when I come in. Anyway, in the actor's words, it was either do that movie or rob someone because I was at the end, the very end of my rope. Oh my goodness, that's deep. That is very deep.
Very deep guy.
Okay, the film was released several years later as Italian Stallion. Interesting.
Where do you see Stallion? Stallone.
No. His name is Stallone. That says Stallion.
Stallion, yeah.
It has an I.
Yeah.
Do we need to go back to first grade?
No, I know how to read.
I don't know how to read. Anyway.
We're reading off.
Yeah, Wikipedia, and I didn't already say that. In order to cash in on Stallone's newfound fame, the new title was taken from Stallion's nickname since Rocky. Okay. Stallone also starred in the ironic off-Broadway stage play, Score, which ran for 23 performances at the Martinique Theater from October 28th to November 15, 1971. It was later made into the 1974 film score by Radley Metzger. Never heard of him.
He's a director.
Okay, yes. Sir, take it off. Go ahead.
Okay. After moving to New York City, Stallone, I'm sorry. I'm not wearing my glasses, y'all.
Maybe you should go put them on. Hello.
Shared a flat with his girlfriend, Sasha Zazak.
Wow.
Zazak.
Some interesting names.
Supporting them by working as a waitress, and she was an inspiring actress herself. Stallone took odd jobs around this time, including being a cleaner at a zoo and the usher, where he kept tickets. But he also caught by the manager and fired.
Aw, dang, that sucks. Poor Sylvester. Oh, my goodness.
Stallone apparently bathed wearing his clothes and persisted with auditions. He never gave up. No, he didn't. He visited a local library, furthering his writing skills, and became interested in the works of Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh, I've heard of him before. Let me see.
You have?
I've heard of him. What was he? Was an American writer, poet, editor, and literary critic. Yeah, I think we learned about him in
middle school?
High school.
In 1972, Stallion was on the verge of giving up.
Let me read it. Okay. Anyway, skip what he said. Back it up. Okay. In 1972, Stallone was on the verge of giving up with acting due to a lack of decent jobs. A personal disappointment was failing to earn himself a spot as an Italian extra in what was to become one of the most massive hits of 1972. The Godfather, great movie.
He was in The Godfather?
No, he was not. It says failing to earn a spot as an Italian extra. So he didn't get in there. But yeah, I like The Godfather. It's a long movie. Them some long movies. But they're good. They're good. They're all right, I must say.
You come to me.
It was sad when the dad passed. I cried. I was like, oh my goodness.
Tony, you come to me asking for a favor.
Anyway, leave that to them, okay? Anyway, he could not understand why he was rejected. Instead, he was relegated to a background role in another Hollywood hit, What's Up, Doc? Ooh. With Barbara Streisand, Stallone is hardly visible in his two appearances. But this goes on and on to talk about his film career. Basically, what I said, like, at the beginning of what we're going to talk about is, you know, how he got his start, which is what this is basically telling us. Everything about how he became, how he got his, how he became an extra, and all his small roles.
Yes.
How you can barely see him, and most of them, because he was an extra.
Well, you mostly can't see nobody.
Yeah, if when you're an extra. Yeah, when you're an extra, you can't. Unless you're not paying attention to them.
Yeah, there's plenty of people that were extras in the movie business, and then, you know, has them getting big roles. But that was very interesting that, you know, he had a extremely humble start, such as a lot of actors.
Yeah, a lot of actors. You know, Tyler Perry,
he's not an actor.
Yeah, but yes, he is. He was one of them.
He's a producer.
He's
writer,
an actor, too.
Okay, director.
Actor as well.
He's an actor because of Madea.
Still, exactly. Okay. He's still an actor, Shana.
Anyway, if you guys did not know, he actually won an Emmy Award. So, congrats to Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Congratulate to Zendaya.
Yeah, she was the first, youngest to win.
Supporting actress.
I thought it was leading.
Leading, not supported.
Leading actor. She beat out Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, she beat a lot of great actresses. So let's go, Zendaya.
But back on to the topic, you Stallone. Guys. We're going to go on a quick little break, a music break. and I forgot to read the quote of the day. So I will be reading that when we come back. And we'll be right back after this music break.
Sitting here with the black hole in my chest.
Welcome back, you guys and gals. To our show. That was a song by Thundercat. It was called Them Changes. You can stream it on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, and any other streaming platform. Yes, it is a good song.
That's a really good song.
Yeah, that's why I downloaded it.
Yeah.
I put you on, right?
No, you didn't put me on. Yeah. The radio did, yeah. But...
You do know I don't listen to the radio, sir.
I listen to all platforms of music.
I don't listen to the radio, which means my phone was plugged into my car, which means it was playing through my phone, which means I put you on. So anyway, here is a quote by the great Sylvester Stallone. Mm-hmm. It goes, "Life's not about how hard of a hit you can give. It's about how many you can take and still keep moving forward." I feel that was mostly a Rocky quote.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that? Well, I take it real quick. You guys could get many of his quotes on Google. Pretty much on Google.
Any search agent, you can look at them. Just pressing, just type in the rest of them.
Yeah, some of you guys have Bing or Yahoo or whatever your search engine is.
I don't think no one uses none of those search engines anymore.
No, you'd be shocked.
Who do you know still uses that stuff?
I don't know, but you be shocked.
I have not been on my Yahoo account in years. It's been years since.
I go on Yahoo just to see the stock.
It's great. You can look at that on your phone.
Yeah, but it's through Yahoo. Didn't know that?
You can look at them.
Yeah. You didn't know
that. It's an app on your
phone. Yeah.
Anyway. You want to be all difficult. Type in the stocks. What's the stocks for? What you looking up stocks for? You trying to invest?
Yes, I'm an investor.
You're an investor. You're not an investor.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to where we left off about the great Sylvester Stallone and how he got his big star as Rocky and Rambo and many other
blockbusters
films, big films.
Yes, blockbusters.
Yes, blockbusters. It says here on Wikipedia, Stallone happened to be acting in a play that a friend invited him to partake in, and an agent in attendance thought that Stallone fit the role of Stanley, a main character in The Lords of Flatbush. Now, let's see. Oh, I don't know.
You saw that?
No, it looks kind of... I would only say it looks kind of familiar because of him, because he played on Happy Days. Mm-hmm. And I was gonna be like, oh, this looks familiar, but it's not Happy Days. No,
it's not Happy Days. It was said Happy Days.
But, yeah, I've never seen that movie before. It looks interesting, though, by the cover. But it said, which had a stop schedule from 1972 to 1974 over... budget issues. Stallone, around mid-1973, achieved his first proper starring role in the independent film No Place to Hide, playing a man who is associated with a New York-based urban terrorist movement with a jewelry seller as his love interest. Interesting. Mm-hmm. The film was recut and retitled Rebel years later, this second version featuring Stallone as its star. Oh, cool. After the style of Woody Allen's What's Up, Tiger Lily, this film is in 1990, was re-edited from outtakes from the original movie and newly shot matching footage, then redubbed into a award-winning parody of itself titled A Man Called Rainbow. Interesting. Moving on and on, you know, he played in MASH, Pigeons, Woody Allen's Bananas, Clut, The Prisoner of Second Avenue, as I said before, The Lords of Flatbush, and many more other films. I've never really heard of any of these films before, you know, maybe because I don't really watch
TV.
Movie. What? TV. I do watch TV. I've just never seen none of those movies. Mm-hmm. And they don't play on TV. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any of these play on TV?
No. Because they're not blockbusters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's my point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Wild Wild West was no blockbuster, but it still played on TV, didn't it?
It's not a legendary film.
All these are legendary films, okay? These are old. These were out before Wild Wild West.
Don't play Will like that.
Whatever.
Your birthday twin is playing you.
Anyway, you're...
Okay.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to more of his success here in 1977 at the 49th Academy Awards. Rocky was nominated for 10 awards. Hey, now, you know, I watched that movie right there. That was like a movie. But before all that happened, Stallone gained worldwide fame with his starring role in the smash hit Rocky, which was in 1976. Stallone saw the Muhammad Ali Chuck Wepner fight. That night, Stallone went home, and after 3 days and 20 straight hours, he had written the script. I heard about that. Yeah, that's right. He had written the script, but Stallone subsequently denied that Wepner provided any inspiration for it. Other possible inspirations for the film may had included Rocky Graziano, I think it says, if I'm pronouncing it right. Autobiography, Somebody Up There Likes Me, and the movie of the same name. Wepner filed a lawsuit, which was eventually settled with Stallone for a undisclosed amount. Stallone attempted to sell the script to multiple studios with the intention of playing the lead role himself. Erwin Winkler, heard of him before, and Robert Chartoff. Became interested and offered Stallone, $350,000 for the rights, but had their own casting ideas for the lead role, including Robert Redford and Burt Reynolds. Oh, now I heard of Burt Reynolds before now. Yeah, I heard of him. Oh, man, he passed. I didn't know he passed away.
Yeah, you didn't know he passed away?
Jupiter, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, that sucks. He playing a few stuff.
Yeah, he did.
But, anyway. Stallone refused to sell unless he played the lead character, and eventually, after a substantial budget cut to compromise, it was agreed he could be the star. Upon its release, critic Roger Ebert stated that Stallone could become the next Marlon Brando.
Who's that?
He's an actor, apparently. An American actor and film director with a career spanning 60 years. Wow. That's a long time. During which he won the Oscar for Best Actor twice. He was well regarded for his cultural influence on 20th century film. Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Never really heard of him before, though. Mm-hmm. He got 11 kids. Ooh, I can't see how people had all these kids.
It's easy.
Anyway.
Especially back then. It was so easy. Kids wasn't as expensive as it was. Remember, 15 cents of gas?
Dude, back then, yes, they were, man. What the heck?
No, they wasn't.
You gotta think, dude. No.
You sent your Sheldon, kids no, to college.
No, dude, come on, dude. No, Sheldon. Think, back then, you did not get paid that much. Mm-hmm. Right, like, right now, today, you didn't get paid that much. If that makes sense. Like, back then, you got paid for a job, but for a good job that pays $200, that's a good job, you know? But now, if you get a job that's paying $200 a week, that's nothing. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
So, back then,
they were making bank at $200.
But still, back then, you know, having all them kids, that's still a handful, Sheldon. You still gotta... It still costs a lot to get.
Well, apparently
apparently food and stuff. Most mothers back then breastfed their children because it cost so much money, and I'm sure they didn't really even have formula back then either. I don't think formula was created till later on, you know. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So everything was cheap.
Yeah, but
everything
still
was natural.
Oh, it was still milk? Technically it's bunny. Still the same rate, Sheldon. It's technically still the same.
Anyway, y'all, and it's good.
And a lower class is still the same.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, and let's go back to the information at large. Rocky Balboa. Well,
okay. Anyway, like I said before, 1977. At 49th Academy Awards, Rocky was nominated for 10 awards, including Best Actor and Best Original Screenplay nominations for Stallone. The film went on to win the Academy Awards for Best Picture, Best Directing, and Best Film Editing. Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a good
Rocky
movie. Yeah.
Really?
Rocky. How many of them movies? How many was there? There was like
six.
Five or six, something like that. There's a lot of them. I watched all of them. They played a marathon one day on TMZ, I think it's called.
No, TMZ.
TMC.
TMC.
I think it's called. And it's what they play old restaurants and westerns and stuff on, I think. Oh, but, so yeah, I watched all of them. My dad liked Rocky, you know, and I decided, you know what, I'm just sit down and watch watched the whole marathon, and mm-hmm. all of them, I enjoyed every last one of them. So yeah, I don't know if I could just sit down and watch Rainbow though.
It's a great movie.
It's just an action movie. I like action movies, but just some of them I really don't care for. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit more. You know, talk about more. Mr. Sylvester Stallone. After this here little short
break
ad that I had done myself, that I'm gonna put in there for you guys. I put it on the last episode of the podcast, but you know, I had a little bit of technical difficulties, so I'm gonna try it again this time and put it in.
We need to pay some bills, but we'll be right back.
But yeah, so enjoy this ad from Moi about, well, the sponsor from me about Anchor and downloading it and getting your podcast going if you want to get that going.
Who's the sponsor?
Me. I'm the sponsor. I'm talking. It's me.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know. Anyway, yeah, so it's going to be a sponsor from me, you know, New Girl Jazz. But we'll be right back after the short break. Hey y'all, it's your girl Jazz, and if you have not heard about the Anchor app, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain why. First, it's free. Second, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or from your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more other streaming sites. You can also make your own money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And lastly, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead and download that free app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back, you guys. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Talk Radio on Anchor FM. And we are discussing, me and my co-host here, Mr. Sheldon, are talking about Sylvester Stallone, the great, the iconic Sylvester Stallone, legendary, and how he became so big in the movie industry. Moving on here to my information that I am reading off Wikipedia. Stallone made his directorial debut and starred in the 1978 film Paradise Alley, a family drama in which he played one of three brothers who entered the world of wrestling. That same year, he starred in Norman Jewison's Fist, a social drama in which he plays a warehouse worker, very loosely modeled on James Hoffa, who becomes involved in the labor union leadership. These are some old movies, because I've never seen none of these. Like, they usually just show old movies on TV, but they have never showed any movies of these movies on TV before. Have you seen any of these movies on TV before, Sheldon?
No, I have not. The most ones I see is Rambo, Rocky, most other than Creed.
Yeah, Creed, and the movie with him, Terry Crews, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and
I don't know what that movie is.
Let me look it up. Let me see real quick. Give me 1 second. It was like filmed like what, 2000? The Expendables.
Oh, and Spy Kids.
I've never seen it.
Spy Kids 3?
No.
When he's the game
guy? Man, I may have seen him already. I think I remember him. But yeah, the Expendables part 1 and 2 and 3.
Oh yeah,
He played also the dude that he fought in Rocky was in Expendables with him, the blonde headed guy, the one that killed Creed, that beat him to death. He mm-hmm. played
yeah,
in
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He played in the Expendables with him.
And Creed.
But I think it's very interesting. And just in case y'all didn't know, y'all, the blonde dude that killed Creed in the movie, I don't think he really Russian. He might be Russian, though. Let me see. Let me look it up real quick. We're going a little bit off topic here. I just want to look up something real quick. Let me look it up real quick.
You could have put Creed.
No. What? Why am I putting Creed in?
Because he was in Creed.
Or I could just do the way I'm doing it now, put in Expendables to be the same way. Hello. Oh, he was born. He's Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he played whatever.
He played a Russian.
He played all right. Okay. Anyway. Oh, yeah. And fun fact, you guys. This is going to sound a little bit confusing, but okay. How do I put this? The lady that was in Rocky Part 1, that was the dude that killed Creed. Shoot. Let me get this together.
Please.
This is a little confusing.
How is it confusing?
I'm gonna just say their names. You know, if you don't know them, just look them up. You know, and I'll just you know, just I'm gonna just say their names, but
you okay, guys can email us.
And Rocky and Rocky Part One, Dolph Lundgren, the guy that fought Creed, aka Action Jackson, aka his other name, I don't know his real name. But he was married in the movie. He was married to Sylvester Stallone's wife, his real wife in real life.
What?
His real wife, Sylvester Stallone's real wife in real life. If that makes sense, like
no, no, please explain, because
Sasha, I don't know her same name.
Sasha Sajex?
Not her. Bridget Nielsen. Okay, her name is Bridget Nielsen. That was Sylvester Stallone's real wife. She played in Rocky Part One. She was the wife of
she was his wife.
The wife of Dolph Lundgren, the Russian in the movie. So that was Sylvester Stallone's real wife in real life. That's just a fun fact, if that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so they
His first wife? Second wife?
Second wife. His first wife was Jennifer this is his recent wife now. Mm-hmm. His wife now. Jennifer Flavin?
Flavin.
She's a model.
Yes.
She is very much younger than he is.
Yep, that's how you gotta do, bro.
Must be nice. Anyway, I don't know who this Sasha Zach is. I guess the C is silent. Chester Pacific. Ugh. Anyway.
Chester Pacific.
Back on topic, you guys. Let's see here. Okay. In 1981, he starred alongside Michael Caine and soccer star in Escape to Victory, a sports drama in which he plays a prisoner of war involved in a Nazi propaganda soccer game. The same year, he starred in the thriller Nighthawks. Now, I've heard of Nighthawks before on really? Something, but I just don't know what. I've heard of Nighthawks somewhere. In which he plays a New York City cop who plays a cat and mouse game with a foreign terrorist played by Rutger Hauer. Oh, he recently passed. Oh, he's born in the Netherlands. Cool. Nice. Mm-hmm. He was 75. Okay. And in 1982, Stallone starred in starred as Vietnam veteran John Rambo, a former Green Beret, in the action film First Blood, okay, which was both a critical and box office success. Let me look up First Blood real quick. Oh, so it's almost like Rambo, basically, as I'm looking at the picture here. Never seen that movie before. But all these movies that Sylvester Stallone played on, I'm assuming you can watch him on Prime, Amazon Prime, because most movies you can watch on there. If you like purchase them or just look them up on Amazon, you can purchase them off Amazon, or you can catch it on TV if you want to watch it or stream it or whatever. Let me see really quick. Yeah, you can watch it on Prime Video. Rocky, you can watch that on Prime Video. And also Rambo, you can watch on, I'm sure, Prime Video too. Oh, no, you can't. It doesn't really say here what you can watch it on. You can't.
You can
really
watch it on any of your TV providers, as TMC, You mean AMC?
AMC, yes, that's what it was. Yeah, I haven't had a cable in a while, y'all. So I forgot these movie channels or whatever.
TMC.
I remember TLC. That's probably where I got TMC from. It's TLC. I need cable. Anyway, moving on. Let me see here. Critics praised Stallone's performance, saying he made Rambo seem human, as opposed to the way he is portrayed in the book of the same name. It launched the Rambo franchise. That year, Rocky Part 3 was released, in which Stallone wrote, directed, and starred. The third sequel became a box office success. Yes, all the movies became a success. In preparation for these roles, Stallone embarked upon a vigorous training regimen. Yeah, that's how he became so buff. Which often meant 6 days a week in the gym and further sit up in the evenings. Stallone claims to have reduced his body fat percentage to his all time low of 2.8% for Rocky 3. That's just some little information, you know, nothing big. And he says here in 1983 he directed Staying Alive, the sequel to Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta. I like John Travolta, he's a good actor. Have you, what do you think about Rocky? Have you even seen all the Rockies?
Yes, I have.
Have you really?
Yes.
Really?
From the first one to the sixth one.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And into Creed.
Don't be lying to our audience and saying that you looked at all of them.
Oh, no,
just to impress somebody, okay?
Well, I'm not impressing nobody.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. But to our audience, yes, I watch all the Rockies movies.
And he also came out with a recent Rambo called Last Blood. I haven't seen that one. He was on Zookeeper. He played if I'm not mistaken, the gorilla, maybe. I think he played the lion. I like the movie. It has Kevin James in it. I love Kevin James. But, seems to me here, sir, you don't know much about Sylvester Stallone, dude.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. You're, like, not saying anything. You're, like, being very quiet, you know, in the cut or whatever. You know, it's not very appreciative to our audience here because they would like to hear you here. You know, like, just saying, like, you could be reading some of this stuff, too, you know. Like, you know, I feel like I'm the only one here. Like, what's the point of me having a co-host, sir?
No. Okay,
here, you can read some basic information. You can start here, okay? You can start here.
Stallone during the 1980s.
Yeah, there you go.
He's one of the biggest action film stars in the world. He attempted a bit unsuccessfully roles in different genres. In 1984, he co-wrote and starred alongside Dolly Parton in a comedy film, Rhinestones.
Never heard of it,
but okay, Dolly Parton, where he played a wannabe country music singer.
Oh, can he sing in real life? If his brother can sing, I'm sure he can sing too.
For the Rhinestone soundtrack, he performed a song.
Yeah, he can sing.
Stallone turned down the lead male role in Romancing in the Stone in order to make Rhinestone instead, a decision he later regretted. In 1985, Rocky IV, which Stallone wrote, directed and starred. The same year, he returned to the role of Rambo. And George P. Custom Rainbow First Blood Port 3. Port 2, I mean.
Stallone has portrayed these two characters in a total of 11 films. Stallone met his former Mr. Olympia,
Franco
Colombo. Who was that? Let me see.
You don't know Mr. Colombo?
Let me see. Okay. Powerlifter actors are okay. To develop his character's appearance for the film Rocky IV, and just as if he were preparing for the Mr. Olympia competition, so basically bodybuilding competition. That meant two workouts a day, 6 days a week. Both films were major financial successes. Okay, that's good. But you guys, you know, this is a lot of information here about Sylvester Stallone. Just talking about how he, you know, like I said before, how he got started on everything, how he got his big start in his movies and movie career, you know, in the movie industry and everything. But on the next segment, I'm going to talk about more of his marriage and his personal life and everything. We're going to touch base on that after this here music break, you guys. And we'll be right back after this song.
Tone when it's just me and you alone, never lonely in the room, breathing slowly. Oh, you know me, yeah. Meditate, you can take me to a place where we can't be all alone. I let you hold me, 'cause you know me, me, yeah. Lay your head on my pillow, say, ooh, ooh. Touch is making me feel way, ooh, ooh. When I get around you, I lose it, lose it. 'Cause I feel so comfortable with you. You make me comfortable with you. I feel so comfortable with you. You make me comfortable with you. You make me wanna go deep, intimate. Let you and me inside. You're deserving of my mind, my mind, yeah. Lay your head on my pillow, say, ooh, ooh. Touching, way I'm touching, no, it's okay with you. When I get around you, I lose it. So comfortable with you. You make me comfortable with you. I feel so comfortable with you. You make me comfortable with you. You make me, baby. Lay your head on my pillow, say, ooh, ooh. Lay your touch in my body, say, ooh, ooh. I ain't loving nobody but you. You, yeah. 'Cause I feel so comfortable with you.
Welcome back, y'all. That was a song by her. And just in case y'all don't know, I love her. That's like, she's my favorite artist of all time. She's amazing. Her means, if y'all don't know what that means, it means having everything revealed. And that was a song by her. It's called Comfortable. You can stream that on any song, any streaming platform. You know, I absolutely love her. But more about the great Sylvester Stallone. He has been married 3 times at age 28 on December 28th, 1974.
3 times, wow.
He married Sasha Zach. They had two... Sasha Zach. They had 2 sons, Sage Moon Blood Stallone. That's an interesting name.
Moon Blood Stallone. What?
19. Oh, did he die? Oh. He died of heart disease at age 36. Oh. And what? Sergio, I'm guessing it says. Born 1979, was diagnosed with autism at an early age. Oh. The couple divorced on February 14, 1985.
Stallone married a model and actress,
Bridget Nelson.
Nelson, on December 15, 1985, in Beverly Hills, California. Their marriage, which lasted 2 years, and their subsequent divorce was highly publicized by the tabloid press. In May 1997, Stallone married Jennifer Flavin, whatever how you say her name, with whom he has 3 daughters named Sophia, Sistine.
So I'm guessing that's coming from his last name, Stallone, or maybe.
Sistine, I don't know what these, and Scarlett.
His daughter got two normal named children, but one is anyway.
His daughters were chosen to share their role of the Golden Globe ambassador at the 74th Golden Globe Awards.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep, it is great.
What is that? So, okay, the young person.
Yeah, those are the people that give out the globe, the awards. Yes.
I knew that, Sheldon. If you didn't know that,
his daughters are beautiful, by the way.
The Rock was an ambassador too. I don't think it was for the. Maybe it was for the Golden Globes. It was for one of the.
No, his daughters. His daughter was ambassador.
I just said
that. He said The Rock. He didn't say his daughter.
I said The Rock's daughter. Do you listen to me?
I didn't.
Anyway, Stallone maintained a relationship with his brother Frank, who contributes a theme song to Rambo, First Blood Part 2, and Stayin' Alive. In 1983, Frank's song Far From Over for Stayin' Alive reached the number 10 U.S. hit. Frank appears in minor roles, bit parts, and provides music in many films starring Sylvester. Most notably in the Rocky films, where Frank played a street corner singer and contributed songs. Stallone was engaged to model Janice Dickinson for less than a year in the that would have been his 4th marriage then. Stallone,
he's on his 3rd,
but if he were to marry Janice Dickinson, that would have been his, it would have been the lady Janice Dick. Okay, I know who she's a model. She was on America's Next Top Model.
She looks like Caitlyn
Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
She had plastic surgery, that's why. She looked beautiful before she had plastic surgery on her face. She looked freaking amazing. I don't know why she got plastic surgery.
Me too. Now she's mean.
She's mean on America's Next Top Model. She downplayed them girls.
She's mean in real life.
Going off topic, she was basically saying, like, you know, there should be no fat girls, no thick girls, nothing on there like that. You got to be looked in a certain way, dressed a certain way, and stuff like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
That was so rude and disrespectful. And I'm glad she was not on that show no more. You should not downplay any girl that's trying to make a career in modeling. Because now times today, anyone can be a model. But back then, not so much.
Now, she wasn't saying nothing that wasn't true. And it's still technically still true in show business.
They're more lenient now. It doesn't matter.
Now.
You can be thick. You can be looking any kind of way. If you fit that role, they're gonna want you. And if you're a thick plus size model, there are agencies that allow thick plus size models now.
I'm not taking that away. I said there's still some type of that in the air in the industry. I'm not saying that it's not at all, it's all gone, because it's not all gone. Because when you go for roles, you have to fit some type of criteria. And this was during the time, I believe she was a host Next Top Model, something like that, for in the early 2000s, I believe.
It's like in maybe 2006.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Wasn't that early.
That was the early 2000s. So,
whatever.
You know, during that time period, you know, there were a lot of pioneers that did come out after. You know, she made her comments. I will say that.
Eva. She was one of them.
Tyra Banks came out.
Tyra Banks was the host of the show. She created the show.
But she came out after that. After she said that, she ended up being part of the movement of, you know, big girls, plus
that's
girls.
Because Tyra Banks is thick herself.
You know, she became thick after a while.
Yeah, yes. She was still thick.
Yes, so she...
They don't want girls with big booties and nothing like that. But anyway, we're getting off topic about some models. Let me see. How about this? Next week, we'll touch more on models or talk about Tyra Banks or any other models.
If you guys want
not Caitlyn to Jenner. What am I saying? You're making me say Caitlyn
Jenner. Why you brought up Kendall Jenner?
Kendall Jenner. Gigi Hadid. Maybe.
Oh, the one that married Justin Bieber?
No.
Who's the one that married Justin Bieber? Gigi Hadid, I guess.
No, wasn't her name is like... I think it's Alec Baldwin's.
No, Gigi Hadid, I think.
No, it wasn't. She married... Sheldon. She married Zayn. We're going off topic a little bit here, you guys. let me see. Steven Williams. No, not... What the... Oh, these are his siblings. What the world? Children. More. Dang, how many kids he got?
Oh, he has a young one.
It might not be him, though. I mean, her. It might be her.
It's not her.
Because I get Alec Baldwin and another dude mixed up. I don't know the other dude's name.
Gigi Hadid.
No, it was not Gigi Hadid, dude.
Look it up.
Bro, I promise you, it is not. Haley Baldwin. Okay, so I am right.
His brother.
That's right. His brother. I forgot he had a brother. That's right. Yes.
He has Haley, many brothers.
Haley Baldwin married Justin Bieber. Gigi Hadid, she is now pregnant
with
Zayn's child, and them two are together. They're not married, they're just together. They've been together for a while now.
Yeah, he ain't gonna put the ring on it.
I think he is.
Well, if he hasn't put it out now and they have a
kid, may be engaged or something. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, that's the most longest engagement ever.
A lot of people have long engagements and they just stay engaged and be just like common law. But anyway, back to Sylvester Stallone, you guys.
back to?
Stallone was engaged, as we said, to Janice Dickinson for less than a year in the early 1990s. Stallone had ended his relationship with Jennifer Flavin via FedEx after Dickinson gave birth to her daughter, Savannah. And wait, they got a child together? That's interesting, I guess.
Hold up. Wait, what? You read that wrong.
No, I didn't. It says Stallone had ended his relationship with Jennifer Flavin via FedEx after Dickinson gave birth to her daughter, Savannah, in February 1994. Now, we're going to go off here and go up and go to Google and sit and see if he had a child by, what the world, Janice Dickinson. Let me see here, y'all. Let me see here. Let's see here, y'all. Let me see. It'll be so much easier if I just type in Janice Dickinson. No, you ain't got no kids there. Maybe. No? Okay, no, they don't. Okay.
How do you know that?
Because it says parents, Janice Dickinson and Michael Burbum. Anyway, you guys. Going off topic again. Let's go back.
We were on topic.
Anyway,
that didn't make sense because Jennifer Flavin is still his current wife.
But the way they write it, it's the way the writers edited or put it in, it makes sense to them. It's a certain way they. I have to keep reading it over and over again until I get it. Stallone has ended his relationship with Jennifer Flavin had. I'm guessing they were together. As like, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend, and then they broke up. Maybe. Stallone had ended his relationship. Okay, we're talking too much about that. Anyway, going on. It was reported that Stallone was the father and Savannah was given his surname at birth. They split up when Stallone discovered he was not the father of her daughter in 1995. Stallone was briefly engaged to model, Angie Everhart before rekindling his relationship with Stallone get around. What the world is going on? Okay. After Stallone's request that his acting and life experience be accepted in exchange for his remaining needed college credits to graduate, he was granted a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree by the president of the University of Miami in 1999. Whoop, whoop, 99. Okay, that's when I was born. In 2007, customs officials in Australia discovered 48 vials of synthetic human growth hormone,
steroids.
Okay. And Stallone's luggage in a court hearing on May 4th. No, Stallone, you was not on steroids. In court hearing on May 15, 2007, Stallone pleaded guilty to two charges of possessing a controlled substance. Oh my goodness. That sucks. Yes. Stallone's 48-year-old half-sister, Tony Ann died of lung cancer on August 26, 2012. She died at their mother's Santa Monica home after choosing to leave UCLA hospital. Stallone was the recipient of the Heart of Hollywood Award from the Board of Governors of the Cedars Sinai,
Medical Center in 2016.
Stallone was a close friend of Joe Spinal. Did I say his name? They had a falling out during the shooting of their final collaboration, Nighthawks. Okay, we're gonna
Sexual assault allegations.
Talk about his injuries, sexual assault, religious views, and political views. Yeah. We're just going to talk a little bit about that.
So
his injuries, known for physically demeaning. Okay, basically, his injuries came from when he fought, when he did his film Rocky, The Expendables, and any, like, Rambo and any other physical movies he played in, he got his injuries from, during that time. Sorry, y'all, having technical difficulties. Okay, during the filming of Escape to Victory, he broke a finger trying to save a penalty kick from Pelé. I think that's how you say his name. And he had a sexual assault allegation in 2016. A report from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department was published stating that Stallone was accused of sexual assault by a 16-year-old while he was shooting a film in Las Vegas in 1986. The team reportedly said that Stallone, then 40, he was 40, forced her into a threesome with his body. Bodyguard, a spokeswoman for Stallone denied the allegations. Stallone's ex-wife, Bridget, later came to his defense saying that she was with him at the time of the alleged assault. Stallone, over the top co-star David Mendenhall, also defended Stallone, denying claims that he introduced Stallone to the girl in question.
So, let me guess. She was not 16 at 2016. She was in her 40s because it says in the shooting of 1986. So
he was 40.
He was 40, but they're saying in...
It was reported in 2016.
In 2016.
Exactly.
Now, I'm just going to say this.
She was 16 in 1986. He was 40 in 1986. This was reported in 2016.
So let me just say this. For y'all who... I support the Me Too movement, but what I don't support is the fact of if you do have any accusations against a star, speak up. Do not wait until 20, 30, 40 years later.
Yeah, definitely. Later. I do. Honestly,
especially. Because what it's gonna look
but
at
but also
as,
Sheldon, you have to realize it's hard.
Yes,
to do that, you know, for a if any woman has been through sexual assault, you don't know how that woman feels. You know,
yeah, I don't.
It's
know.
Hard to come I out and just say that you've been sexually assaulted because no one will believe you. No one will believe a woman that at all. You don't get that, Sheldon.
You know,
It'd be different if a whole bunch of people came out, like with the Bill Cosby situation.
That was something that was also with the Bill Cosby.
Like, that happened years ago, and that just
came out together.
It all came out together, so, you know.
But at the same time, you know, if this was the issue, and you want to speak up 20, 30 years from now, please do not. One thing is coming out and speaking your voice. Another thing is I do not like people who cash in on the talking or cash in and saying, oh, yeah, me too kind of movement. And nothing really happened to them. Or
yeah, just making false
accusations.
I can never say that word.
So I definitely think that that's wrong.
Allegations.
So, you know, for y'all out there, if something
just go
does
ahead
happen to
and
you,
speak out.
Speak
know.
Out.
If you do, let me see here. Let me look something up real quick. Let me see. I'm trying to see. Never mind. Something else popped up, y'all. But moving on. But yeah, you guys, you know, speak out. You know, look up a hotline to you know, research a hotline and talk to someone about it or anything. Go talk to a therapist, a friend, a family member, anyone, you know, just let them know. But moving on, it says here in November 2017, yeah, he is.
He's Catholic.
2017, a woman accused Stallone of sexually assaulting her at his cell. Santa Monica office in the early 1990s. Stallone denied the claim. Why are y'all trying to get on him? Like, what's going on?
No, anyway, no, Stallone's after the 2016 come on, right?
Stallone's attorney revealed the accuser filed a report after an entertainment website declined to pick up the story. Stallone's attorney also stated that while the actor had consensual relationship with the accuser in 1987, they had two witnesses who refuted the claims. In June 2018, the Los Angeles District Attorney's, this is a lot, office confirmed an investigation stating that the Santa Monica Police Department had presented a sex crimes case against Stallone to a special prosecution task force for review.
In October 2018,
the Los Angeles District Attorney. Are you trying to be fascinating? I don't think you can. Made the decision not to change the loan for the alleged attack, as no witness corroborated the allegations.
Stallone
in turn filed a police report regarding her
lying on
official document. Oh my goodness!
Yes.
See, these people would be trying to do that just for clout. Basically, what we say nowadays is clout. Just
now,
basically,
you,
clout means you're trying to get recognized, trying to get attention
in the news or whatever
by doing this, and that's not cool. You don't do that. And
yes, he is a Republican.
What the world? Wait, yes. Let me see. Stallone has supported several Republican politicians, but he says he is not a member of the Republican Party. Okay, period. Okay, vote that blue. Period. Everything. Okay. Anyway,
he's an independent.
And where you say that at?
If he doesn't represent the Republican Party, or he gives to the Republican Party, but he's not a Republican himself. Or he's saying
that he's not a Democrat. Anyway, I'm going to keep reading. In 1994, Stallone contributed $1,000 to the campaign of Congressman Rick's. It's Rick's. Wait, what? Rick's Santorum?
We can't hear you.
Because I don't want to read this now.
So anyway.
He was then running for the United States Senate in Pennsylvania. And 2008, Stallone endorsed John McCain for that year's presidential election. Oh my God.
In 2016 election, he decided in 2016, he described Donald Trump as a Dickerson character.
What that mean? Let me see. What this mean real quick. Sorry, y'all. Let me see.
Hold on.
Da-da-da-da-da. Let me see. Wait, it had a little bit of information right there. Let me see. I was an English writer. Okay, that won't tell me nothing. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, can I finish reading and you will know? Alright. A larger than life, but did not endorse him or any candidate in that year's Republican primary. In December 2016, he declined an offer to become a chair of the National Endowment for the Arts, citing a desire to work on issues related to veterans.
Despite his conservative views, he is a advocate for
gun control.
Okay, and has been described as the most anti-gun person working in the Hollywood today. Okay. Okay, and moving on, you guys. He won awards. We all know that. He has a list of awards and stuff
His
like
rewards
that.
Are star on the Hollywood Walk Hall of Fame in 1984, International Boxing Hall of Fame in class of 2010.
Best Supporting Actor, you guys, while he continues to read all of that, we're going to wrap it up. It was a pleasure reading all this information about Mr. Sylvester Stallone. I love Sylvester Stallone. He's a great actor.
I love him too.
I support him. Please don't do that again. I support him in any movie he plays in.
He has. You know, if you want to,
he has. If you want to, look up more about Sylvester Stallone, just look him up on Wikipedia, search in Google or whatever, and look him up, you guys, and all the songs I put in there. You can stream them all on any streaming platform, or download them on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, now YouTube also, and
that's
basically it. You guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to, you know, peace out, leave.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you guys for listening. For all of those who do listen, thank you so much for listening and for supporting me. This is my fourth episode, and I hope one day this becomes a good success, and hopefully it becomes to me getting a good career, and maybe radio, anything like that. So you guys, tune in next Tuesday, same time, same place. Thank you guys for listening. And I am Jazz, and this is
Sheldon, and you are now listening to Hawk Radio
on Anchor FM. Follow me on Instagram and Snapchat and stuff like that, and peace out.